News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli officials say there were no injuries and only scattered damage and fires from falling shrapnel as it intercepted most of a barrage of missiles fired by Iran today. Ed Donahue has more.
President Biden says at his direction, the military supported the defense of Israel against Iran's missile attack. Iran fired almost 200. The president says they are still assessing the impact.
The attack appears to have been defeated and ineffective.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked the U.S.
Iran asta erev ta'ut gdola.
He says Iran made a big mistake tonight and it will pay for it. The president was asked about an Israeli response.
We've been in constant contact with the Israeli government and our counterparts, and that remains to be seen.
Iran says the attack was retaliation for attacks by Israel that killed leaders of Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Iranian military. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Hurricane Helene's death toll is nearing 160 across six states as crews search for survivors and residents in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina line up for water and food. Julie Walker on the federal response.
FEMA is urging people affected by Hurricane Helene throughout the Southeast to register for assistance. Daniel Yargis.
We don't want people to think that we're not ready, that we don't have the funds. We're ready. We have the funds. We have staff and commodities ready to be deployed where needed, as needed.
FEMA's Frank Maturanga says they've already given out money.
We've registered over 150,000 households for assistance and already provided over $2 million directly to disaster survivors. We expect these numbers to rapidly increase over the coming days.
He also says they continue to send in food and water as well as assisting with search and rescue and will add almost 600 more personnel for a total of just over 1,200. I'm Julie Walker.
Hurricane Kirk has formed in the eastern Atlantic, and U.S. ports from Maine to Texas shut down by a dock worker strike, wages and automation at issue. This is AP News. Former President Jimmy Carter turned 100 today, and his birthday is being marked with the construction of 30 new homes in St. Paul, Minnesota. Norman Hall has the story.
Thousands of Habitat for Humanity volunteers gathered Monday to start building the homes on what was once a golf course. Carter and late First Lady Rosalynn Carter's relationship with Habitat for Humanity stretches back 40 years to when the couple went to New York City on a build in 1984. Habitat International CEO Jonathan Reckford.
President Carter's often told me that building with Habitat is the best way he knows to put his Christian faith into action in a very tangible way, and that he and Mrs. Carter always feel like they got more out of the building experience than anything they could put into it.
And all of the proceeds of a September star-studded concert in Atlanta that has raised $1.2 million so far will go to support the international programs of the Carter Center. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.